Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Well, I'm excited. What can I tell you? It's kind of sort of like a Friday for me. So this is not, well, all right, tomorrow would be Friday Eve. So this would be Friday Eve Eve. How's that work for you? Let me handle a couple of things right off the top. Number one, with all due respect to Governor Youngkin, who you know I love and think the world of, we do not need a nationwide search to find the replacement for Colonel Gary Settle. I'm here to tell you that the bench is deep within VSP. The Virginia State Police, I guarantee you right now, already have someone who can easily, professionally, honorably move up to the superintendent slot. That's all I'm going to say. Well, it's not, of course, no, it's not all I'm going to say, because I can't just say a little something about anything, right? Let me say this. Thank you to Colonel Gary Settle for having served. Gary Settle is one of the best of the best, one of the most decent, honorable, professional men I have ever encountered. Every single interaction with him through the last 6 years, gosh, is it 6 years already, that he has been superintendent, has been nothing but stellar. And he is truly one of the most decent, humble men you would ever want to meet. And I am sorry to see him retire. But that's a purely selfish thing, right? Who am I to say, oh, no, stick around a little bit longer? But he has served this Commonwealth with distinction and with honor. And he's going to be missed. He's just going to be missed. That's all I'm going to say. It's a while, right? It didn't say, I think it says February is when it becomes effective. I don't know if he's, you know, going to be using up vacation time and the rest of it until then, because I think I saw something about a lieutenant colonel stepping up to act as superintendent? I think I saw that. So anyway, I just wanted that to be on the record. And why is everybody beating up on Tavarius, whatever his name, Tavarius Floyd, right? Well, he said he was a part owner of this, but we don't think he is. Who cares? I'm telling you right now, the man identifies as the part owner of that business. You leave him alone. Back the hell off. How dare you tell him how he can identify? No, we have got to be consistent on this. The same people who are attacking him because he said he's a lawyer, and they're saying, well, you're not a lawyer. I'm telling you right now, the man identifies as a lawyer. That's it. He's a lawyer. And the same people go, oh, you know, he's not really the part owner of whatever that business is. Was it the funeral home? I don't know if I want to be a part owner of that, but whatever. Now he works there part-time. Doing what? Lawyer stuff, probably. How dare you say he's not a part owner? The man identifies as the part owner of that business. By God, he's the part owner. And you know what? If you are the other owner, you better give him his cut, because he identifies as the part owner. What kind of world are we living in where people can't identify in any way that they want? You're a boy? You want to tell me you're a girl? Go ahead. You can do it. Now, we do have professional people who claim that that is not true. Wasn't one of them hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Wasn't that? I'm trying to think now. Yeah. Like a little kid. Jerm, didn't we have some little kid who was telling us what the difference was?
A penis. Girls have a vagina.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a technicality, of course, called biology. But other than that, hey, you can identify as what you want. Like tonight, I'm going to go see Kevin Sorbo over at the Virginia Council Speaker Series. And personally, I know that he's, what did I read? He's like 6'3". I identify as 6'4". Now, I'll still be looking up to him and he'll be looking down to me, but I identify as 6'4". So, you know, all is right with the world. It's just craziness. How dare they tell him he can't identify as the partial owner of that business. Tomorrow, if the guy wanted to identify as a shrub, he'd be allowed to. Well, I need to have my limbs cleaned and I've got thorns. Whatever. Have it done. Good for you. Move along. Oh, and the final, what was it, the final mayoral debate in the city of Richmond? Please don't take this the wrong way, but who cares? Honest to God, every time they have some sort of city event featuring city leadership. I said that without laughing. No, I didn't. I was trying to say it without laughing. But every time they have one of these events that features city leadership, most of us are happily reminded of why we do not live in the city. So Danny Avila, who, if you remember, was what, the big COVID wrangler during Governor Goober's reign of error. He wants to be mayor. Let him be mayor. Who cares? Who cares? Are you going to reconsider and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to move into the city now if Danny Avila wins the mayorship? I'm willing to bet no. I'm willing to bet no. You take a look at what goes on there. You look at the epic failure that is Richmond Public Schools. And you and I both know you wouldn't send your kids to those schools unless you had to. Hey, I grew up in the city of Philadelphia. I know, Jeff, we've heard this. Oh, you're going to hear it again. I grew up in the city of Philadelphia. If my parents would have had the money to get out of the city of Philadelphia, to send me to a better school district, to send my brother to a better school district, you know what they would have done? They would have moved. They didn't have the money. So I went to the Philadelphia Public Schools, and you are the beneficiary of all of that incredible learning and knowledge and stuff that I picked up there. Isn't that great? 13 days until the presidential election is over. Oh, I don't know about you. I really am at the point, like, I just can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so ready for it to be over. And I'm so absolutely positively disgusted by the latest October surprise. I guess it's the October surprise, right? The Atlantic Monthly Magazine. What a rag that thing is. I wouldn't insult dead fish by wrapping dead fish in the Atlantic Magazine. It's terrible. And they've got another hit piece. No, seriously, sit. You may want to sit down for a second here. I'll do the official. Let me get a sip.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
You may want to take a sip of your beverage now when I break the news to you that there's yet another hit piece on Donald Trump. What? Say it ain't so. It's so. And the Atlantic is the one that is doing it. This time is, what is it, Jeffrey Goldberg? Absolute appalling, abysmal, insulting, disgusting. And there's nothing new there. What is interesting, and I mean really interesting, there is a young lady who is dead. She got killed at Fort Hood. You remember this story? She was in the Army. She was serving at Fort Hood. And she was murdered. Virginia Gillen. And I know I'm probably mispronouncing her name, and I apologize, Gwillen. But she was murdered at Fort Hood. Donald Trump did so much for that family, did so much to help them, including paying for things. And he never told anybody about it. This Atlantic magazine does a piece, again, hit piece on Donald Trump, and they're attacking him for how he treats the military, and they try and use this woman as an example. Well, this woman's sister stood up and said, hey, baloney. She called complete and total Bernie Sanders on this nonsense. Said, you people are absolutely lying about how President Trump conducted himself. And the attorneys for these people said they were absolutely disgusted and they accused Atlantic of lying. The attorney, in fact, said in his 30 plus years of being an attorney, he had never been in a situation like this where somebody just flat out lied like that. So I guess the hits will keep on coming on President Trump. There's nothing I can do about it, nothing you can do about it, except you got to make sure you get out there and vote. And you know, I don't ever give people, like, sample ballots. I got a request. Jeff, could you put together a sample ballot for me? No, not my job. Not even close to my job. Not even remotely my job. No, I'm not putting together a sample ballot for anybody. Now, we talk about the issues, and we talk about the candidates. And if, based on that, you can't figure out for whom you will vote, then, I don't know, stay at home. Have lunch. Take a nap. No, I'm not putting together a sample ballot. It's crazy. And who cares if I put together a sample ballot? Honestly, no offense to the fine human being who asked me for the sample ballot, but come on, dude. Don't look to me to do that for you. That's your work. Because your mileage may vary from mine. Now, I may not. You may be totally on board with what I'm saying, as you should be, because I'm right. But, you know, you gotta choose who you're voting for. That's just not my job in any sense of the world. It just isn't. Just is not. Anyway, let me tell you, we had a couple of great things that are happening this afternoon. We got Mary Rook, who's joining us from the Daily Caller. Looking forward to that. Mike Dickinson, our buddy Mike Dickinson, is on the ground as we speak in, where is it, Duluth, Georgia. It's going to be the biggest Donald Trump rally of all the Donald Trump rallies. And Mike is actually on the ground there. He's at the rally, and he'll be reporting live for us, what do you say, 5, 5:35, whatever it is, in the 5 o'clock hour. He already told me that people were lining up at 7 this morning, and Donald Trump doesn't go on to speak until 7 tonight. Think about that. Yeah. Reminder about the text line. Yeah, I should do that, right? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You feel free to shoot me a text over there, 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, and I will be perfectly happy to share it with everybody that you would care to have it shared with. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.